This is exactly right.
Hi, I'm Erin Welsh.
And I'm Erin Alman Updike, and we're the hosts of This Podcast Will Kill You on Exactly Right.
We're back with our seventh season, which is bigger and better than ever.
Because guess what? We're now a weekly show.
This season, we're tackling everything from long COVID to norovirus, from the supplement industry to IVF, and so, so much more.
New episodes drop every single Tuesday.
Follow This Podcast Will Kill You wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh my God, you guys, we're just going to get right into it. We are be more pumped right now.
Yes.
We are live from Color Me Mine with
Beverly Hills.
French Stewart.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
I haven't seen you guys since the Sizzler, I don't think.
I know. It's been almost 2 years.
You're so game.
I know. But it was one of the reasons I quit drinking. I was sitting there and I was like, I've had like 3 glasses of Sizzler Chardonnay. What is wrong with me?
Was that legitimately one of the reasons?
Well, no, but that's trip? Like, that should be like a warning sign. Don't you think? Like,
that's definitely
it's a moment
a
that you think of.
Yeah.
You're like at the Sizzler. You're like, is this a buttery Chardonnay? What is this?
Like, it's a yellow liquid where it's Sizzler.
Yeah, I'm about to eat some subpar meat. Does it pair with that? What is it?
Honestly, I still stand by that meal. It was delicious.
It was really good.
Did not disappoint. And now that Sizzler is an exclusive nightclub.
What?
Yeah. I saw bouncers outside. It's like they've got a garden patio. I always see bouncers outside.
I think that it's a front for something. I think it's a mob situation.
Everyone, just so you know, it's not a Sizzler anymore.
Just not a dance club at a Sizzler.
Right.
Although, that's not the worst idea I've ever heard.
It's not.
Dance club at a Sizzler. All you can dance buffet.
That sounds terrible.
That's awful.
You don't want to dance.
We were all yes-anding, and then we just shut it down. I'm just going to paint my skeleton over here.
I think we just all had the visuals. I don't know if it's a visual. It's more olfactory. Yeah. But I think we just all had the experience of like what it would be like to be in a warm room with a salad bar.
Wait, this is the outside?
Yeah.
You got the outside.
Outside eating, outside dancing.
Okay. Yeah. It's like I've got trichinosis, but at least I'm dancing, too.
Yeah, exactly. It's fine.
So we
happy 300th episode.
Yeah, 300.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's too many.
That's a lot.
It's a lot. I was thinking on the way over here, I was like, we've sat down and done this bullshit 300 times.
That's ridiculous.
Yes.
That's more than it should happen, I'm pretty sure.
The abs of 300 men, all four of us do now, from doing 300 episodes. That's how you get them.
Is that how you get them?
Yeah, you podcast 300 times.
Oh, wow. I didn't even know.
And then you get jacked.
Yeah. That's our new workout.
Yes.
Yeah, pod jacked. Yeah, that's...
Podcasting. Like, that's really the tagline. Podcasting. Good for your body.
It's good for your body.
You know the podcasting tagline we've been trying to come up with.
That's right. Here it is. Yeah. It took 300 shows.
Next time my uncle's like, finally, what do you do? You have a radio show? I'm like, it's good for your body.
Yeah. Tell your body. What is it? It's like listening to like Wayne Newton on 8-Track. What do you do? I don't get it.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, you're fine. 300.
Yeah, 300. Yeah. So we decided we were thinking about another chain restaurant maybe, but then we're like, oh, the chewing gets in the way a little bit.
Yeah, let's do something where our hands are moving.
Tess thought, great idea. Yeah. Color Me Mine.
Yeah.
And then, it was instantly overwhelming, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
What's
your Color Me Mine experience? Because you have a daughter.
Yeah.
So have you been here before?
Well, here's the thing. Like, you know, when children give you stuff, at first you're like, oh, you know, everything is dazzling. Like, it's like, oh, look what they made, and it's beautiful, and you know. And after a while, you know, you sort through your feelings a little bit. You're like, you've got a cup that's all like black and red. You're like, this looks like a murder. Like, I'm drinking out of a murder. And it's the same with their pictures. You just start to go, oh, that's really pretty. And then you have 3 days and then you just toss in the trash.
Yeah. No guilt? You don't feel bad anymore?
No.
That's good.
You save the really good stuff, but the volume, you'd just be living in it.
So you're saying you don't have any like macaroni art or anything that your daughter's done?
I do. I'll save like the classics, egg carton, macaroni.
Yeah.
But if it's just some scribble bullshit, I'm not doing it.
And I feel like
I'm not framing that.
My niece kind of bullies me. She gave me a picture, which frankly was okay. You know, it wasn't her best work.
Right. And that's the thing.
She checked in like 3 days later to see if it was in my wallet. I was like, you didn't make it into my wallet without.
No.
You thought that was bullying?
My wallet.
Not going to happen.
My wallet. Dream big.
Exactly. What are the levels? Because I guess like wallet's probably the highest level, right? Fridge?
Wallet, fridge.
Fridge.
Yeah.
Frame
yeah.
is the highest.
Yeah. Some people will frame it and put it in their office, effort. But that's not for everyone.
Yeah. You're not like, I'm not sending this shit to grandma.
No.
Like there's not going to be any postage involved in it. Or...
So is grandma highest level then?
I don't know.
Because that's
no, grandmas are not very discerning.
Depends
critics.
If you like grandma or not.
That's true.
I think refrigerator is up there.
Yeah.
Refrigerator is
that's where the
although
food is.
It can be a temporary wasteland.
Easy. Yeah. Yeah.
Temporary wasteland for your garbage art.
I'll never forget when my brother graduated junior college, he put his diploma on the fridge with a magnet, and all of us just laughed. We were all just mocking our brother.
I would say
you did it. You accomplished the minimum.
I have my diploma from Whitney's bachelorette party for most sexy.
Oh, you
on the fridge.
That.
Oh,
there you go.
Well, yeah, that makes the fridge.
That's for the fridge.
That's a reminder.
Yeah. That was one for the ages.
Yeah.
I would say for Tess's, she lost hers.
I lost mine.
Which is perfect, actually.
At my bachelorette party, because there was this game where, like, the next morning at brunch, there's awards you can give out to everyone. And I had so much fun that I lost the awards. And I had to give myself one of the awards. I gave myself the award for funniest prank. Because I got us all kicked out of the club.
That's why. How's that happen?
Was it a prank? Was it count as a prank?
Yeah.
The thing with the prank.
It had an air of prank.
The thing with the prank award is that it's not intended.
Yeah.
You find out later what the prank was.
Yeah,
you prank yourself a little bit.
It chooses you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You can't try to get funniest prank.
No. My wife. Has got like this rough group of friends, and they'll go out, and they're all nice professionals, and then they go out, and one of them works for Disney, and so they can go to Disneyland for free.
My wife
comes back from Disneyland with a black eye. Disneyland. And I'm like, how did violence happen at Disneyland?
She's barreling like, around.
She's like, no, we were running in the hotel to see the fireworks, and I fell, and I just, you know, scraped my eye. A rug burned my eye.
I think she and has I'm a like, secret family.
That's what I was saying.
He's beating her up.
But then we have to go to Target, and so the woman's like, what happened to your eye? And she's like, I fell. Like, she's really leaning into it, looking at me. And I'm like, come on. You did this to yourself.
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing. If you come home from Disneyland with a black eye, you've got to deal with your own mess.
That's your own thing. Yeah. That doesn't... I was, like, taking care of a kid.
Yeah. Exactly. You were letting her have... I mean, she went to Disneyland without the kid, first of all, and got a black eye.
That's right.
No fallout for you.
You get it.
Yeah, if you're going to Disneyland, you got to take the kid with.
I think it's more fun probably without...
Well, of course, everything's more fun.
Yeah. Well, there are two versions of Disneyland. Yeah, there's true. Kid version, and then there's, like, what, take a hit of ecstasy version?
I've done both.
Adult drug version,
The drug one was more fun.
I got kicked out of Disneyland when I first got into town. I was like in my 20s.
Yes.
And I was on the People Mover, and you know, I like smoked a little pot on the People Mover.
Yeah.
And I got off, and there were two guys right there.
Oh, no.
And they took me down to this office.
They got eyes
on
everywhere.
Main Street, and they had a picture of me.
Security is terrifying.
Yeah.
And we're like, how do you think the Imagineers come up with it, man? What do you think? They're just sober.
What are you doing? You're living a lie.
Do they just keep you in a room and then like...
They kept me there for like an hour. They showed me a picture of me doing what I had already told them I was doing.
Yeah.
And then they kicked me out and they said, never come back again. And I still go there. And in the back of my mind, I'm like, they know. If anybody knows, they know.
Was this before you were a working actor?
What's that?
When you first moved here? Before you were acting?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
This was similar to just getting
kicked out. Well, my bachelorette prank, I was same kind of similar photographic as evidence. I was in my bridal outfit. We were all going into the club. I'd taken some drugs, you know. And so I was having a
as
real good time.
That's right.
And I was like, God, this night could not get any better. This is fucking perfect. And I was just so happy. And then I see the woman at the coat rack going, whoever's drug bag this is, if you don't fess up, no one's getting in. And 10 minutes, I'm like, whose goddamn drug bag is that? And I just keep talking to my friends. And then this guy comes up to me and he goes, ma'am, you have to leave. And I was like, why? He goes, because that was your drug bag and we have it on camera.
Oh, no.
We were like, oh, my gosh. We want this footage so badly.
Yeah.
We were going to make up a fake lawyer and stuff and contact
Two members of our party were wearing paper lanterns as hats.
Yeah, that's not good for
me. But also, it's Las Vegas. Like, come on.
Yeah, like you haven't seen that.
That's the most innocent thing happening there.
Yeah.
It was good. Also, I feel we are surrounded by children.
Oh. Yeah, yeah. We are in the color of my mind for the listener as a reminder.
I'm just telling them so they know. Yeah. I don't care.
I wish at Disney it was like cop goofy was like who came in to berate you. It would be funny if it was like.
It's like no joke though. If you drop something at Disneyland, they have people cleaning in like costume.
So if you drop something
at Disneyland, someone will come out of the woodwork and sweep it up within 10 seconds.
Yeah. That's crazy.
But if you're everywhere. If you're in the jail at Disney, who's the bad cop and who's the good cop?
That's right.
So Goofy's the
I think
the
it's
good cop
Goofy and Pluto's because Pluto you can't understand him.
Pluto couldn't be a bad cop.
What's he saying? He's crazy, man.
He's crazy.
Donald Duck is the bad cop.
He's loco.
Yeah, you're right. Donald's the bad one.
Yeah, probably for sure. What if Mickey is, though? Like, he's got darkness inside of him.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like Johnny Carson.
Absolutely.
Like, America loves him, but they don't know.
I think he's more like Johnny Depp. He's spending, like, $30,000 a month on wine.
Exactly. It's a crazy article.
Is that really Johnny Depp's wine bill?
Yeah.
Is that recent?
You need to read this.
I love his tattoo, though. You guys know about his tattoo, right?
What? The Winona.
The Winona.
Yeah.
Such a good... So when he and Winona Ryder were together, he tattooed Winona forever. And then after they broke up, he changed it to Wino forever.
Yeah. Well, he's definitely playing that part.
Yeah, that's like straight up who he is. Yeah, that article about him is insane because it's just him in like a weird old chateau.
You have to read it.
And a journalist comes to his house and he keeps him up until like 4 a.m. before he even starts talking to him every night. And the guy's just like, I gotta write an article about you.
He'll just show up and be like, let's open this wine.
That's how you know that you've gone too far, though. That's like Nicolas Cage crazy, where it's like, I bought a mummy.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
It's like, why?
You know.
Well, also, if you can afford it, but he can't. He's run out of money.
Yeah.
No mummy money. Oh. Yeah, he's out of money.
Yeah, and Nick Cage.
Yeah, he's out of mummy money. Yeah.
He's out of money, too.
You got to sell that mummy.
I feel bad for Nick Cage.
Show me the mummy.
Show me the mummy.
Oh, my God.
Why?
Why is it? Well, I know what I'm writing on my face.
There you go.
Show me the mummy.
Perfect.
So let's talk about what we chose here.
Yes, of course. Okay.
Color Me Mine projects.
Yeah.
Right. So we can start with you, Babs, because you had kind of it was hard for you.
I'm still not sure about mine, but I chose a snake. It's a snake box.
You can keep things in it. Do you know what you want to keep inside your snake?
Another snake.
Yeah, that would be good.
It obviously looks like a place where you keep drugs.
What if you put one of those like peanut brittle snakes that popped out?
Oh,
that'd be kind of funny.
That would be legitimately scary.
Oh my gosh,
scary.
That's a really good idea.
Because you don't see it coming.
Because you don't expect a snake come out of a snake.
No.
Yeah.
And it's also made out of porcelain, so it's really, there's a danger.
And it could break.
This is a great icebreaker for when guys come over for the first time.
Oh my God.
I'm like, hey, the condoms are in that snake.
Snake, go for
it. It's just a giant thing pops up.
No, you go, I'll let it see your snake, but first you have to see mine.
There you go. Perfect.
And then they're like, what is going on?
I'm not wearing a condom? Okay, you went with snake.
It's a little
cute. One of your big concerns creatively was that you weren't going to have enough freedom.
Well, I'm not, because if you just have a flat surface, you can kind of do whatever design you want. This has scales all over it. It's already textured.
But then I feel like you got a little overwhelmed by the idea of just a flat surface. Once you had it, you were like, I don't know what I want to do with it.
Yeah, you're right. That's true. This is a little more conformed. But I still am really nervous. I'm going to look up some pictures of snakes.
So you're going realistic.
That's what, probably.
Okay.
We'll see. Okay. I don't know.
You're temperamental. You're going to cut off your ear before we're done with this.
That's for sure.
I absolutely will. I'm making someone.
Color me mine.
Someone's going to feel pain because of this.
Yeah, somebody's going to be uncomfortable. Yeah. Somebody's going to suffer for a while.
Is this guy's nose okay?
Absolutely. That's the Color Me Mine tagline, by the way.
That's right.
Someone's going to suffer.
Someone's going to suffer.
Should we let the people know here?
Yeah.
The people working about this new tagline.
Someone's going to suffer.
We'll just write on
Color
the window.
Me Mine. Beverly Hills. Someone's going to suffer.
Someone's gonna suffer.
What about you guys? What do we got here?
I've got a skull, obviously, and it has like, but it's like a geo.
It's a cool geometric skull.
Yeah. It's got like panels all over it.
Was that hiding in the back? I didn't see that one.
No, it was like just sitting over there.
And I think you can put a candle inside of it.
Yeah, I can put a candle inside of it. It's like kind of a geometric thing. I'm going to paint checkers all over it.
Ooh, yeah.
I don't want to copy Brandy, but I won't.
Yeah.
Oh, I like hers.
Yeah, it's very much like.
It's spooky.
It is. And it's like trippy. Yeah.
Yeah, I love it a lot. I'm going to hold it in my house whenever people come over.
I think you should put that shit on your dashboard.
I would.
Put an electric candle in there.
Ceramic, really good right in the front. I could probably sell it to Nick Cage. I think he would probably buy it. They just say it's from, like, Samaria or something.
Yeah.
I think he'd probably be into it.
That's the whole cottage industry, things Nick Cage might buy.
Well, did you hear about his T-Rex skull? He bought a T-Rex skull, and they found out that it was stolen, so he had to give it back. So he paid all this money for a T-Rex skull that was stolen. It was not an illegitimate T-Rex skull.
Did they reimburse his T-Rex money?
No, because it was like a weird black market guy, and they don't have receipts. So.
Yeah, no, not on the black
market. Well, unfortunately.
You've
got
me.
How much did he pay for that?
I mean, at least a million.
Well, how much on you. That's, if you're buying a black market T-Rex head, you're playing with fire.
You're playing
Damn.
With fire.
Yeah.
You guys, well, he is the Ghost Rider, so
he plays with fire.
I really hope my skull's worth, like, something.
Yours?
I'll sell it for something. Don't worry.
Please sell it for something.
We're gonna have to look
at
it first.
Yeah, exactly.
We might paint it. Don't worry.
Minimal damage.
I'm gonna bring. Yeah, that's true. I didn't think about that part.
Yeah,
I'll bring your skull back to color me mine.
Okay,
I'll paint it like your snake. It'll be great.
Everyone's like, "There's hairs on it."
That's gonna be a like Barbara passed away. Let's read the will. Oh, she wants us to take her skull to color me mine. All right. Well, it's what
we expected
wanted.
It would be something like that.
For a 1,000th episode, it's just like me and Tess painting with your skull.
Gosh, it's like the ninth code. It just keeps
that's
like.
That's funniest prank. That's
a pretty good prank.
My dad, when he passed away, he was like, "I want to be buried with my dogs." And I hadn't seen him in like years. And I'm like, "All right." And they're like, "Okay, well, here's one." And they had a box of ashes. And I said, "Where's the other one?" And it was still there. It was like a 5-year-old Bouvier Flanders, huge.
Oh, no.
And I was like, he's going to have to wait.
Exactly. Where do you put this body for a while?
He was in the garage for like 8 years
Your
or something
garage?
Like that. My dad, yeah.
Oh, my God.
And then we were
That's
all
amazing.
Like, here you go. We just threw him in. You know, where you want to go? Wyoming? You're not going to Wyoming. You're going to La Crescenta. It's the same thing.
Do you like mix up the ashes, or do you like throw them from separate little things?
You throw them, which never goes well.
Yeah.
But did you mix them all together?
Yeah, like him and the dogs. Does he like become the dogs?
Wow, I didn't even think that far ahead.
I don't know.
Yeah, you just.
What did you
I think
do?
We just threw them.
Yeah.
I would for sure be worried about getting it on my own face because I am that person.
I mean, it's that. Oh, it's no. always yeah. Big Lebowski scene.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, just the coffee can right back at you.
Yeah, I did spill. I did. We haven't talked about my wedding. I did spill wine all the way down the front of my wedding dress at the end of
you
the
did?
Night.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I know. By the way, Tess just got married. Yeah. We haven't even talked about it.
Oh, yeah.
It's our
Tess
first
is married.
Episode.
Married woman. Yeah.
It was amazing.
Congratulations.
So how was it from your end? Because it was great.
Oh,
from
my
ours.
God.
You like it?
Yeah, yeah.
It was amazing. It was beautiful. Their vows were amazing.
All
awesome.
I wanted was everyone to have a good time. It was so great. You know, because it was so stressful before, but then as soon as it was the day of, it was like, everything just went according. I kept I was in the bathroom with all my girlfriends getting ready, and I just kept realizing a big party was like formulating outside, and people would just come in and give me updates like, "Your guests have arrived."
Like,
everyone's having a good time. And I was like, "All right, let's roll."
Party should be.
That's nice.
But then so kind of like it was the most perfect day, most magical, perfect everything.
Good.
I mean, like I just kept seeing like I would just be on the dance floor. I'm like, "Fuck, you're here? Hi."
Yeah.
Gosh, last I checked the invites, you were on the bubble. At best.
You made it, congrats.
You made it.
An uncle didn't come.
You're
okay.
on the team.
An actual relative.
Yeah.
It was great. Literally all of your people in
one
place.
And that's so fun. I really, it was like 3-minute intervals I was getting to talk to people. Yeah. I mean, at one point I was talking to some friends I hadn't talked to in years, and I was like, "Can I, guys, I have to pee. Can you guys take me to the bathroom?" Mm-hmm. And I had to be taken to the bathroom.
Can we, what about the Green Nighty? Should we talk about this?
We can, sure.
This is crazy.
So Sean's side of the family has like a tradition where they are supposed to hide a Green Nighty in the suitcase.
Old
and then
East
you
Coast
like
Irish.
Find it on your honeymoon thing.
Oh.
So how many people has it gone down?
So many. Because
it started
in the 60s. His, like one of his great aunts was going to school to be a nun. Mm-hmm. And she packed this nightgown to go to like nun school or whatever.
Yeah.
And the head nun was like, it was too risque for nun school. So it got bounced from nun school.
Can't wear this around all these other nuns.
Can't wear this.
Yeah. So
marrying God.
This is like in 1963. It got bounced from the nunnery. And then her little brother put it in their other sister's suitcase for her honeymoon and pranked her. It was a prank. So then from there, it's a tradition. Everyone that gets married, you pass the nighty on, and you have to like prank them. You're supposed to like, I didn't get pranked that hard. They just gave it to me. But
yeah, they had to tell you the story because you weren't going straight to your honeymoon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
It was fun. It was fun. Like, you know.
Now, do you wear it or does
no,
it just?
No,
yeah, it's optional, I think, but I don't think.
Yeah, I don't think anyone wears it.
How old is it? I bet it's haunted.
I mean, it's for sure haunted. Yeah, it's from the 60s, so it's like 70 years old.
Yeah.
It's just like this little
satin nightgown.
Yeah, for sure.
So is it your responsibility to pass it on though?
Yeah, so now that we have to, we have custody until the next people get married.
Oh. Well, who does it go to?
It's a big Irish family, so I'm
sure
it won't
be too long.
Now it's
going to go to his brother who's engaged. So, but now I'm going to find a fun way to prank them with it.
Yeah.
I think that's the way to do it.
T-shirt cannon.
I'm thinking t-shirt cannon.
Oh, that's
yeah, at the wedding.
It's like disintegrate.
Because they're getting married in church, so that'd be really funny.
Yeah.
Oh, t-shirt.
Priest to use the t-shirt
cannon.
Yes. Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
Do it.
That would be really fun.
So we could do t-shirt. Yeah, there's a few options. I was thinking of presenting them saying, oh, you guys, I ordered some pizza. And then putting it in a pizza.
That's a good one. That's always good.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
And then also I love the people also, everyone being like, why the fuck did Tess order a pizza is a great also additional.
Yeah. And just how long can I keep a straight face while pretending like I ordered a pizza to a wedding?
Yeah.
No. The answer is no.
No.
That nervous giggle is going to kick in real hard, real fast. Yes.
Oh, my God. So. How many people were at your wedding?
200.
Oh, you did a big
huge
wedding.
We did a big ass fucking wedding. So,
oh,
I mean,
that's good.
It was great. It was. I mean, I wanted to do it once in my life. It was great, you know, and like, but it was a lot leading up to it. But it was awesome.
Yeah, I love weddings. Like, as long as you know that the people are matched well.
Yeah.
Then there's no bad wedding.
Yeah. That's how I felt. Yeah.
Everybody's worried that's going to fall apart, and it will at some point. Somebody's relative's going to get drunk, or something's going
to
happen. Mm-hmm.
Well, what happened to me? So I all day long. I mean, you feel like a real like you know celebrity because I mean all day long I have people around me. I can't you know I'm not even eating my own food. They're forcing me. I'm just like okay. And
you know how we baby bird all celebrities.
Also, when I get nervous, I don't eat. So I told one of my bridesmaids, I was like, you have to make sure I eat. And she kept being like, Tess, you want some hummus? And I was like, no, I don't want to eat. And then so my mom was trying to force feed me a banana, and I instinctively made a blowjob joke. I was pretending, and I looked up, and it was my mom and Sean's mom on either side.
Great start. Yeah, see you at Thanksgiving.
Wait, is this just happening?
I'm your new daughter.
No, because my mom was like, it looks like a blowjob. My mom was like, going like that. And it was
Tess is like, so of course I instinctively.
Of course. What else would you do?
As you do when presented with a banana.
So like all day long I'm being attended to. Then it's time to like get the show on the fucking road. By the way, I didn't wear shoes because I ordered 3 pairs and they were all the wrong size. So I was like, fuck it, I'm not wearing shoes.
Yes.
Barefoot. So I'm barefoot.
Didn't even
but
know.
That's fine.
Yeah, it was awesome. It would end up being perfect.
Who's you couldn't
even
see him.
Yeah, my day.
Exactly.
But then like it's time, it's show time. The bridal party's already gone down. They start my song. I'm walking out with my dad. I'm like, here we go. And all of a sudden, I feel my head being tugged back, and I'm like, what the hell is that? I look back, and my veil has, because of the wind, it's wrapped around a mailbox, and it's connected to my head.
Classic Buster Keaton.
Yep.
It's like, just like, oh.
And I'm like, nobody was there to get, I was like, guys, dad, and my dad didn't know what was going on. I'm like, dad, someone, my veil.
Keep moving.
Everyone's
so
down the aisle
I threw it
already.
Out of my hair. I said, fuck it. My last words before going down the aisle were, fuck it. And I just threw it down.
Atta girl. My wife, like, we went through all these, like, we were married in New Orleans, and her family's from there. And so it's a party a minute. There's a party this,
absolutely.
A lunch that. And we got to the end of it, and we had about 5 hours before we were going to get married. And we walk out, and we're both super tired. And my wife just walks over, and she stops for a minute, and I look back, and she just throws up in her hand.
Oh, no.
She's like, oh, sorry. And she just like goes over a hot dog cart and cleans herself up. She's like,
call her so we can hang out with her. Right
yeah,
now.
No, it's preposterous. Amazing. Oh, you love her. Yeah, it's just like, sorry, it's all right.
That's awesome.
Oh, good Lord.
We have to take a break, and we're going to start painting these.
Yeah,
yeah. Things. We'll be
yeah,
right back.
We should.
Everybody, we're back.
Color Me Mine.
Color Me Mine.
Yeah, we are.
Color Me Mine. French, what are you painting? So everyone knows.
I'm doing a cup.
Very classic.
Yeah.
And when you picture a cup, this is it.
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
There's
classic.
There's nothing special about it yet.
Are you
well,
going to give it?
Well, that's, it's a blank yeah,
you
it's a
went
blank
with,
canvas.
You went with what Barbara shied away from, which is the blank canvas. How yeah, do you right. feel about
that's
looking
right.
at a blank canvas?
Well, at first I thought, okay, this is going to be easy because it's just a cup. And then I realized, oh, I have no snake. I have no skull.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is just me and my imagination. So
It's kind of freeing.
I'm feeling
right?
pretty good about yeah. it.
Do you have any out the gate ideas yet, or are you just going to kind of let it ride?
I've got one.
Okay.
And
okay.
it's a bad one.
Oh, God.
Oh, I can't wait.
So what is it?
I'm not telling you.
He's going to keep it to himself.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm excited to see
it.
Review.
Are you going to give it to your daughter and make her hold on to it so she has your trash art?
Yeah. Yeah, that should go two ways.
Like, here,
it?
Honey, really
here
should.
You go. How does it feel? How does it feel?
You want to go to college someday? Better hold on to that mug.
Yeah. Little milk. You like milk, right? No.
I'm into it. And then Tessa's like a little monster bank.
Yeah, I'm doing a monster piggy bank for my niece. I feel like she recently told me that she wanted a piggy bank and her birthday is coming up.
So you
can be like, save for it yourself.
Yeah. And also, just with recently getting married, I have too many knickknacks in my house. So I got to move this out of my house.
You need something like, that you can give to someone.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, were you guys already living together?
Yeah. We've been shacked up for 4 years.
That's dirty.
For a long time.
Yeah. Yeah.
And,
no,
a long time.
We like
being
married.
I want to do the snake.
Yeah. It's easy.
It's great, right? It's so easy.
Tessa's like, Barb is like still having an issue.
I still am having...
Just try to behave. That's it.
Yeah. And
mostly.
Yeah.
All right. I'm calling an audible. I don't want to do the snake. Sorry.
Oh.
I'm so sorry, everyone.
Oh, you're backing out of the snake?
Talk amongst yourselves.
Where are you, what are you going to do?
I might do it first.
Okay. Oh, I like this.
Wow. This is a real second act turn.
Really?
I kind of saw this coming, to be honest.
Did you really?
Yeah. She was waffling pretty hard.
No, she didn't feel good.
And the more we talked about the choice, the more she seemed like, oh no.
You could see the regret kind of dawning in her.
The expectations just crept up there. The regret came in.
Yeah, absolutely.
And now she's in a shame spiral. Look at her.
She is. She's not even looking at us.
She's not even looking at us.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
This is big. I don't know. Okay.
All right.
Okay, here we go.
I dived in. I feel great.
I like it.
For good about my color choices.
I'm just going to like just start and see where that goes.
Yeah.
What can you do?
What's your palette for this monster, Tess? What are you working with
over
there?
I'm doing pastels.
Okay.
So I've got like yellow, green, purple. I had to put some pink on because my niece really likes pink.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And blue on.
Little gal. She was your flower girl.
She was one of my flower girls. Yeah, well, they were both. The sisters were my flower girls.
Yes.
They were great.
Yeah, they did a great job. They were like a good age for a flower girl. Because I feel like there's a window.
Yeah, there's a cutoff.
What do you think is the cutoff?
For a flower girl? Mm-hmm. Well, ideally, I think you like the real little ones that are just, you know.
Don't know what's going on.
Yeah. Flower petals and they don't.
Yeah.
For me, the cutoff?
Mm-hmm.
5.
Really?
Yeah. Hard line for French short.
Yay.
Controversial decision.
I had an overage flower girl. Yeah. 6 years
she
old.
Yeah.
No.
But you're too old to be a flower girl.
She really didn't. I don't think it ever occurred to her that it wasn't her wedding. I mean, she really had a good time.
Oh, they love it.
Yeah.
Of course.
They love it.
Yeah.
No, what would be the cutoff? Like, the actual cutoff would be like...
8?
I think somewhere around there.
Okay, what do you guys think the cutoff for trick-or-treating is?
Never.
Oh. No. I don't want to see...
I definitely did it way past...
If you're wearing a costume, I'm good.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but if it's just two 14-year-olds just standing
out of
there.
Yeah, get out of here.
I move them along.
Yeah.
No, you got to put some effort in if you want my stuff.
Yeah.
That's right.
For sure.
I think since I grew up in Salt Lake, we just had nothing to do, so we did it way too long.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, did you go in high school?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
We definitely did. Yeah.
I don't think we didn't go like every year, but I remember going once, I think.
Yeah, I remember we thought it was funny.
By the way, I got a bigger mug than French's.
Wow, Barb.
Oh,
Barb just came in. Wow.
But now I don't know what the fuck I'm going
to
do.
Now I'm going to have to overcompensate.
You made that decision.
Saw how big your mug is, Barbara.
Oh.
Trying to think about something funny we said and I could put on here.
Oh, that would be good.
But what did we say?
I don't know. There's 300 episodes.
I remember one year I went trick-or-treating dressed, it must have been in junior high, dressed as a bunch of grapes, which like my parents were getting divorced, so we were poor, so I just like put a bunch of balloons on,
yeah,
you know?
Classic.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
And this bully from high school came, another bully, with her cigarette and popped my balloons and then ran away.
Such a classic bully move.
That is the coolest move I've ever made.
Barbara loves it.
I want to hang out with this bully.
Yeah, it's a cool bully. It's a super cool bully.
I think her life went downhill from there.
Are you sure? The one that popped your costume with a cigarette went downhill?
Me.
She had a couple of rocky years.
She had a couple of rocky years. Things turned for that bully?
Yeah, I had no idea. It was crazy.
My bully had a classic bully name.
Oh, really?
What was it?
Raymond Bilsma.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that fantastic?
Yeah.
That's a great bully name.
That's a really good bully
name. That's destiny.
How long was he your bully for?
Let me see. I think he had a good 4 or 5 year run.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
What grades?
Probably about like fourth on, something like that.
That's peak bullying.
That's peak bullying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did he?
Has, gonna do it.
Has he ever been like, sorry, French?
No, no regrets from Raymond.
Oh, well. It's okay.
Yeah.
I'm just going to send him a skull in the mail and see.
See.
I'm going to get you that apology.
Yeah. Oh, I appreciate
about
it.
Before, but I have done some bully things in junior high that I feel bad about now as an adult, but I think I might have been a little bit of a bully. There was this one girl that I thought it would be funny to put glue in her hair.
Oh, that's pretty rough.
I definitely did a few.
Because she was a nerd.
Because she was a nerd. Oh, my gosh.
That's the only reason you need, duh.
Oh, man. I stuck up for so many kids that were bullied.
Glue's not that crazy,
right?
Like, glue in your hair? I'll put glue in your hair right now and see how you feel about it.
As far as what people can get, I feel like it's pretty minor.
Yeah. That was the worst it got. Man. Yeah. No, I was always... I remember like, getting in fights with kids, four kids that were getting, like, bullied and stuff. Because everybody liked me. I was just this, like... I had like a foot in like every crew. So it was kind of like I was Switzerland and I'd be like, don't be an asshole. What do you think? What do you think you're doing right now?
Why are you doing that?
What do you think's happening? Cut it out. That's marching band president. So, you know, guys,
marching band president.
Yeah. I was the most popular kid in marching band.
So you got, did you get the popular vote?
No, I did. Yeah, you had to vote. You had to vote. Yeah, you had to vote. I won in a landslide in my senior year.
What qualified you? I'm not.
Oh, no, no.
I'm very. Recount.
Before you have my vote, I would like to know.
No.
I don't. I feel nothing, no shame about it whatsoever. It's amazing. No, you like, you had to be a senior. And then it was like, what are your plans for the band this year? And like,
what were your plans?
Yeah.
Basically just like, I wanted everybody to be fucking cool to each other.
Oh,
it was like, honestly,
sense.
Kind of my big
thing.
You
were like Bill and Ted.
Yeah. Basically.
Bill and Ted Creed.
Basically. And I also like got our fundraisers changed to something cooler too. I don't remember what now. But yeah. And then we went to Florida instead of Pennsylvania. And the year before, they went to Pennsylvania. And I was like, not on my watch. We're not going to Pittsburgh
again. What's wrong
again?
With Pennsylvania?
Look.
I mean, Florida versus Pennsylvania.
Are
you a teen? Come on. You want Florida.
Disney or Kennywood? Where are we going?
That again. Makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. That's pretty sick.
I forget that like there was a Disney in Florida because I always went to the Disneyland.
Yeah. It's very overwhelming.
Disney
in Florida.
Disneyland is my Disney.
Yeah.
We went to Disneyland or Disney World for 10 days.
Oof. Too much.
Like just right after the election.
Oh,
just because you needed to like.
Yeah.
By the way, the last time when we recorded, do you remember the 200th? Episode you did with us, it was the day before the election.
And it was, we felt so bad because it got released the next day.
And all of us,
we were
going
to have a female president. And all of our listeners were like, thanks.
It's like a nightmare to listen to.
Yeah. Okay, the last time we saw you, the world was still reasonable.
Good job.
It's a hell of a time capsule episode to listen to be like, oh, man.
Yeah,
so we'll see what happens tomorrow, friend. She can't wait to see what...
You can't stop inviting me. This is a terrible idea.
But maybe this will undo the hex.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe we'll be the ones to turn it around this time.
Yeah. You never know. You never know.
So you guys checked in. You guys were just like, fuck it. We got to go to Disney. 10 days.
Well, we had planned this.
I feel like there's probably a lot of people there, right? Like, we must take refuge.
Was it just silent? Was Disney just silent for 10 days?
It was weird.
Yeah.
Like, the whole thing was weird. But it was... it was just all kind of eerie, and then you sort of get sucked into it because you got a kid and they're having a good time, and you get into it. But,
they don't know what's going on.
Yeah, they don't know what's going on. But the whole time was odd.
It was just Minnie Mouse just weeping in a corner, and she just turned to you and be like, "Hey, take photos. Everything's."
They have this program here where when you're in choir or band, you can go to Disneyland and play in the parades and stuff.
Oh, we went down and we'd do that. Yeah.
So Michael, I was there with choir. I'll never forget. I was like 14 years old, and I saw Eeyore in the back holding his own head and having a cigarette.
Dude, you tell that. You're telling that story on our podcast.
Was Eeyore hot?
What do you think? I love that. That's
classic Barbara.
Oh, it's my time.
I feel like somebody from Disney is going to come out of the wall and be like, somebody's talking about backstage. They're like, they've got people at Color Me Mine just waiting for us.
No kidding.
No, I feel like Color Me Mine's like they don't, they disregard. They're like, no, this is not.
This
is below
the competition.
This is where we can.
I used to work for Hanna-Barbera doing costume characters, and it'd be like $100 or something for a party, and nobody sees your face. And And we went to this event, and they had a Flintstone mobile. It was like a golf cart thing, but it looked like it. And we just drive around.
Oh,
and
that
it, like, it was really, like, really fun. But then, like, we decided, like, oh, okay, well, let's go out on Wilshire, because it was over at the La Brea Tar Pits. And we went out on Wilshire, and immediately it was just, woo, woo. And the cop pulled us over, and he was like, so agitated. He goes, I get it's funny. I understand. Now take it back to the parking lot, or I'm going to impound it, and you'll have to explain it.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, sitting in the thing. I'm with like a little person who was playing Scrappy Doo for the evening. And I was like, okay, sorry.
It's worth it though, right?
Worth it.
Yeah. Absolutely worth
it. Ideally worth it.
It's so great to be around other people who want to do things like that, you know?
Yeah.
Why are you going to have a Hanna-Barbera costume and a Flintstones mobile if not to do
If you're
that?
Not going to pull that trigger.
Yeah.
Freaking cops.
All right. I'm trying to write lady to lady on this. It's going to take too long. Do I just write lady?
Babs, you do you.
Barbara, you made this choice.
Maybe
you do what
L to L.
Do.
I'm asking you guys as creative professionals.
I think you got to just commit and do the whole thing.
Yeah, just do the whole thing.
It's just hard to fit on here.
Right.
I'll figure it out.
Okay.
Yeah. I believe in you. You got this.
You do have this.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
You got it.
Look, I don't know. I feel like you were led to this cup.
Yeah, that's true. Very true.
Yeah, exactly. You turned your back on that snake.
I did.
Yeah, really. That was a quick courtship, wasn't it?
Yeah. What was the moment where you were like, I just can't do it?
I can't do it.
When we were about to start painting, because I was just like, I have no idea what the hell I'm doing with the snake. I don't want to deal with it.
That's good. You got to know when to cut free from a snake.
You know?
Know when to hold him.
Know when to snake him.
That's right.
I mean, I do. I am sad that I'm not going to be able to pull off that snake joke.
Yeah,
it's okay. Aww.
We can get you a.
I'll come back here and I'll make you one.
Okay, thank you.
I'll get you. Don't worry. I like that joke pretty much. I have a box in my house that I have a one of those collapsible knives in, and sometimes if like Brendan and I are like getting into like not a full argument but like kind of a half one, I'll just pull it out and just like stab myself in the head.
Sometimes. Oh, wow, that'll shut him up.
Just oh like, my God! Speaking of,
just like do the dishes.
I was just I just got back from a trip to Europe, and I was in two incidents with things in my bags. First of all, I was transporting some of our candles.
Yes.
Oh, to ship to some fans in the UK. Mm-hmm. By the way, patreon.com/ladytolady.
Oh yes.
We sent our prayer candles to a few people.
Yes.
So I'm bringing them over there, and the TSA has to take out each candle and look at it and inspect it individually.
Oh, no.
So I'm sitting there with the lady, and I was like, I started laughing, and she was like, what? And I was like, it's a candle with my face on it. She was like, what? And then she opens and she's like, okay.
Oh my God.
And then she sees Brandy's, and Brandy's is like a double
guns,
double finger, middle fingers. And she was just like, what the fuck is this? So I had to watch her go through that. And then on my, oh my God. So then, I was taking a plane from Scotland to wherever, to France, and I had brought this knife with me because I was going to be traveling alone in Paris.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I packed it, obviously, in my checked bag the first time, but didn't realize that it was in my carry-on bag. And this is a huge
knife,
like a folding, huge folding knife. And they're like, they take out my bag and they're looking in it. And I'm like, what could they be looking for? And then they pull it out and I'm like, oh my God, it's gigantic.
Oh my God.
And they were trying to call the police and all the stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
Whoa.
And then they were just like, why do you have this? And I'm like, I'm traveling alone. I meant to put it in my check bag, but I forgot, you know.
Oh, man.
And they confiscated it, obviously.
Yeah.
But I was just like, oh my God, I cannot believe I just like had it cat. It's like, this thing
it's
is
like,
insane.
Why?
The thing. I can't believe I had it.
You're clearly not trying to do something because it's so big that you're like, obviously this isn't hidden.
I'd be very bad at whatever.
Maybe
I was
that's the brilliance.
Yeah.
A knife in plain sight. Yep. I'll never forget when we were coming back from Morocco to Spain. I was with my brother and one of my best friends. And Morocco was amazing. We went to a hash farm and we got to make hash on this hash farm in Morocco. But that was all fine and good. But then my brother and my friend decided they were going to smuggle hash back into Spain.
No, that's not
And I was like, I don't know you guys. Fuck you.
That's a terrible idea.
Seriously.
And so they each duct taped a brick of hash to the inside of their thighs. And then my brother is so cocky, he also brought a sword over in his backpack.
No.
And it was like,
oh my god,
I was like, this is the beginning of Midnight Run. And maybe that's why they got through. Like,
but, oh my gosh.
Like a brick of hash and a sword. It's like, how else can I, like, listen to you. What can I put in my rump that'll barely top right? off this situation?
Seriously? No hole goes untouched.
Jeez.
And like they were waddling so bad from the hash that was taping their inner thighs. I was like, you guys are not fooling anyone.
It's like you're clear. There's clearly something going on.
No, but they made it through.
Is hash not weed?
No.
No.
I don't even know how to describe it.
It looks like a tumbleweed kind of.
Yeah.
What does it do? But it's still big.
But it's
high.
like weed.
Yeah. It has a similar high to weed.
It's like a little thicker. Sometimes it's like.
It's more oily.
Like sometimes it's like a little piece of chocolate or something. It's like what you would clean out of your pipe.
Oh, yes. Okay. Yes.
Gotcha.
Kinda.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. And the way we made them at the hash farm is we would go. You hold onto these dry bushes and you use your hand to peel off the flowers and then you just rub them together like that and it becomes oily putty.
Oh.
Yeah. It was a real neat experience.
My wife gave me like. Some like, I don't know, she got it at MedMen and it was some like bath bomb that's like CBD bath bomb or something. And she was like, try it out. And I soaked in that thing for a minute and it just lit me up like a Christmas tree. Yes. I was like,
That's the thing, CBD, I can't even do that because it still gets me high.
Yeah.
We're on like the next level. We're not even just smoking. It's like got to be in your skin and all your glands. You know, you got to get it everywhere.
This is the future. That's cool.
Yeah.
Pretty sick.
Yeah. I mean, I just did an interview with the people that make that weed lube.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
And you have weed receptors in your genitals.
What?
Yeah. Everybody does.
This is a great like you
We're at Color Me Mine, by the way, everybody. We are at Color Me Mine.
Like that.
You really can't take me anywhere.
There's a baby putting their hand on a plate for their tiny baby hand.
It's terrible. A minute ago, there was a girl painting a horse, and I'm like, ah, you have to sit through this.
Just some dads just trying to be good dads.
Yeah, I know. I only have you one day a week. Then I got to go back to the Oakwood apartments. I love you.
I don't know why. This is for sure where you bring that.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll just... Where do I take a kid? Take her to Color Me Mine. Okay.
Let's paint some shit
like
for
giggles
me.
And hugs.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Oh, man, I would be a great, like...
Divorced dad?
Divorced dad.
You would.
I'd be so much fun.
Yeah.
Because you've got, like, one solid day in you?
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah, just I get it.
Almost one solid day. Yeah. Trampoline park.
That's what my dad
Chuck E. Cheese.
It was great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because we would just get mad at my mom because she made us, like, shop at Mervyn's and stuff. And then my dad would just be like, yeah, Disneyland.
Oh, yeah, I'd totally be that dad, for sure.
Oh, man.
My dad was the worst dad. He's like a, he's also like a con man. That's just kind of what he did.
Oh.
And so he'd pick you up and he'd go, oh, but we got to go someplace first.
And so then, hey, you run in there, get that bag.
Yeah, that he like, he'd drive, he one time he like, he goes to a car place and he rents the same model of his car. And then he goes around the corner and just switches the tires out. And then he tells me, you know, I mean, renting a car for the day, it's just so much cheaper than, you know, buying a whole new set of tires. You have to remember that. You have to remember that. You know?
That is a good grip.
That's
it really is.
Not it's the worst thing I've ever heard in my
life. Clever.
No, I'm honestly, your dad's, do you have any of his ashes?
Yeah.
I would paint them onto this
plenty
skull.
Left over.
Yeah.
Plenty left over.
Oh, yeah.
Just keeping them around.
And also, like, someone with a mind like that, they could be, like, you know,
what were his other scams?
Yeah.
That's a good scam.
Oh, he would do, like, the money thing, too, where it's, like, getting change, and it's like, oh, 20. Oh, wait a second. I'm sorry. Let me give you back two fives and a 10. Oh, wait. You give me that.
Yeah,
and suddenly he walks out with $40 more dollars than he had.
Yeah.
It's almost
like
a coin trick.
But then, like, later on, it was marrying wealthy women.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Man, I got to figure out how to get into that.
Right?
Yeah.
You've got a lot to offer.
Yeah, Mary, start marrying some wealthy guys.
Well, I was thinking, though, like, I was telling Steph Tolev that I was like, we just need to go to Beverly. I was like, let's, like, look hot, go to Beverly Hills and hang out and, like, see who we meet because you never know.
I would love to do, like, I would like to help you and stuff. Like,
please.
I want to help you guys meet your millionaires. Like,
yes.
I wanna, it'll be like My Fair Lady.
Yes.
Aww.
Meet our millionaires, please.
Meet your millionaire.
Come out and, wingman for us here.
I would love to.
In this part of town. I'll be like, hang out at the Color Me Mine all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
hanging out with Color Me Mine.
That's where the real choice meet.
This is where I shine.
Color Me Yours. Hello.
Color Me
Yours. Don't think I'm not thinking. Oh, my God.
Show some skin outside of the Color Me Mine.
That's right.
Just paint available.
Just come with a smock out.
Yeah. Just like little subtle hints on a gravy boat.
Exactly.
Come on.
Just painting your phone number on a dragon.
Yeah, that's right. Come on.
Like, this took a lot of effort, lady.
Yeah. Who are you? You haven't even started painting yet.
I was in the situation we were talking about. Oh, I know. Yeah. I'm taking my time. The D's are really hard to make with tape.
They are. I've run into that with like this exact show before.
Weird octagon.
Yeah. There's no good way
situations.
To curve tape.
Okay.
Feeling pretty good about it.
All right. Now it still looks like an O.
This is why crafts are stressful.
I know, because I'm such a perfectionist that I'm like, even this garbage, I still want to look good. Oh, there's a baby looking at you.
Hi, baby.
Hello.
Do
you want to be famous?
Hi.
Oh, how are you?
How old is she? It's tiny? Oh, tiny age?
Yeah.
Hello. Oh, my goodness. See, this is what happens. You have one, and then you see one of these, and you want another one.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Hello. Hello. Hello, hello. That is a pretty baby. Hello.
We have to take a break, so we're going to hang out with this baby. We'll be right back.
Yeah, we'll be right back.
We're back, episode 300 of the podcast Lady to Lady.
That's preposterous.
It's crazy.
No,
300 hours. And some people have listened to all of them.
Yeah.
If you would believe that. Some people have heard 300 hours of us talking.
Yeah. That makes sense.
What are some other things you can
more
do
with the
hours?
Bonus stuff?
A lot.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Yeah. That person could have learned to play a guitar.
Yeah.
So many things. So
we're still like 9,700 hours away from becoming experts at this, too.
Oh, yeah. Damn.
Unfortunately, playing by Malcolm Gladwell rules. We don't really believe that, so.
You don't?
So, no, not really.
Why not?
Because
you just don't believe Malcolm Gladwell?
We're pretty close to that on stand-up, though, right? Aren't we?
I never am good at calculating that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, I mean, that number seems a little bit absurd. I think maybe it applies to certain things, but I think... in a lot of stuff, I don't think that, like, you hit a point where you're, like, done learning all of it.
No.
So you're not, like, ever...
But I don't think it means you're done.
To
you just
master
means you're an expert.
It, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think that's, like, and then you're done.
Yeah. I don't know. He just seems like he's kind of a prick.
Is he? I only really know that.
He's just, like...
I know he said something recently that was douchey, but I don't know.
Yeah, like, I've liked some stuff that he does, and then other things he's done where I'm just kind of like, all right.
Anything like that
right,
that's
buddy.
Definitive is garbage. You're
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Not... Nothing's just like, oh, and that's the rule.
He could have used a bully, I think.
Oh, yeah.
See,
yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
I think
useful. We were helping
Come on,
people.
Tess.
Exactly.
Where are you?
Yeah, exactly.
Tess is a jock.
I can't be everywhere. I'm actually a jock.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Perfect.
Sometimes there's crossover, but I'm a nice jock.
Were
now.
You? What were you in high? Were you like a theater kid?
I was like Anthony Michael Hall. I was like,
okay. Nice.
But you were a nerd, but you were king of the nerds.
Yeah, like speech team nerd.
Right.
Nice.
Yeah. That makes sense.
So you were a theater kid. Okay.
Yeah.
I wasn't a jock in high school. Yeah, I'm a jock as an adult. I wasn't a jock in high school.
You guys were both theater kids, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't even know how to define.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I was into theater. I was into debate, but I was also like a speech bunny. I was like,
yeah, I kind of did a little bit of everything.
Speech
for sure.
Bunny?
No, beach bunny. I was.
Oh,
like,
I thought you said speech
you
bunny.
Definitely.
You said
speech
bunny. I was like speech bunny.
Maybe that was
I
a Freudian slip because I was really good at
that's,
speech.
That's the funniest
I was like,
way.
Bunny.
That's like
here
such
I
a perfect Southern California
bunny.
Speech.
Here I come
yeah.
for
it's the
oral
bunny.
Interp. Love it.
That is the bully in an 80s movie. Like, we're the right? speech bunnies and like we're going to kick your ass in this
we're
debate.
We're the speech bunnies.
You aren't even
going
to know. You aren't even going to know what's about to happen.
We're challenging you
we're
to
challenging
ski down this
you.
Hill and debate like
yeah during the ski.
Guys, this is really going to shit for me. I've done the wrong color on the backside. I've run out of
oh,
this
no.
color. This is what
you
happens when I try to get
color.
Coffee. Okay, I'll be right back.
Just get another palette. That's okay.
Oh, okay, good
yeah.
idea.
Yeah, it's okay. It's all right.
I think it's okay.
Just
don't
yeah.
quote me on this.
Oh boy. Oh boy. Oh boy. It was fun calling in to the Color Me Mine and being like. like to podcast while painting. Is that okay with you guys?
You never know what someone's going to say. What did they say?
They were weirded out, and then they called the owner of the place just to be like, we don't know how to answer this question because nobody's asked it before.
Nobody's asked that.
Nobody has ever asked this before.
That's insane.
And they were like, yes,
we're here.
You want to come in here? Please.
Yeah, we're here.
We're here. They let us.
And it's not like we've really even been good citizens of Color Me Mine.
We really have not been.
We're
like,
cursing
no,
around
at
children.
All, yeah. And no one
Look,
cares.
We were nice to
it's
that
a,
baby.
Honestly, it's a lot
we
like
were very nice to the
it's
baby.
It's a lot like Sizzler. No one cared.
Yeah.
There was,
oh, no.
They couldn't have.
We were all prepared to get kicked out of Sizzler, and they yeah. could not. They, yeah. Nobody.
No.
Nothing.
No, they barely glanced at us. Yeah, they threw us some cheese toast, and that was it.
Honestly, a little disdain would have been nice.
Yeah, I know. I would have liked.
That is funny when you're like, ooh, this is bad, and no one cares at all.
Yeah. Be a couple of real bad boys.
All right, yeah, we all are concentrating on our mugs.
I know.
So, yeah, 300 episodes.
Come on.
How long does that mean we've been doing it? 6 years?
You
said it a few times.
No,
I can never
6 years
remember.
In November.
Six year,
yeah,
okay,
yeah, yeah,
yeah.
And nobody has come between you. There hasn't been any, like,
nobody's
Yoko
come between us.
No,
that
not
showed
really.
Up.
No.
No, not really.
That I can think of. Huh. Let's
no,
see.
We're pretty good. We're chill.
That's yeah. good.
We still yeah. like each other.
We
that's
do.
Nice. That's pretty,
how
so
did
that's
you guys
pretty impressive.
Meet?
Doing stand up.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Open mics and everything.
Yeah.
Yikes.
You know, Babs and I both did an improv class at about the same time, and we're also kind of doing stand-up. Because we were in
oh,
improv 101 at the same time. Because I remember
oh,
there
at
was
the same
like,
time, not in the same class, but the
no,
same
no, no,
time. Oh, I remember that. Yeah. Because
there was like a party that
yes.
I think I met you at, mm-hmm. and there was like a thing where a girl from my class liked some guy that you hooked up with at that party or
yeah.
something.
Oh, that sounds about
that
right.
That was my first comedian.
No. Is that right?
Oh,
wow. You never forget that.
No, you yeah. don't.
Actually, you wish you could, but you do.
That's the lowest member of the dating food chain.
It absolutely
because
is.
They've got a giant grief hole
that,
can't be
such,
filled.
That was
yep, bad.
You think
idea,
it's magician,
always.
And it kind of is because they're
yeah.
always deceiving
magician
you. Obviously,
yeah, it's a deception.
yeah,
yeah.
Oh
it's
my
magician,
God.
Comedian.
I got turned on by a magician,
Barbara,
in Paris.
Of course.
Oh, Parisian magician.
Parisian magician.
I'll give you a pass
he's,
for that.
Okay.
yeah.
See, he's
right.
a mentalist.
It was some guy
whatever.
From Tustin.
He's a yeah. magician.
magician.
Yes. Okay. So he did have yeah. a French accent, and he like, so he's, the guy I was staying with was a comedian, and we were out like having dinner with his friend who is a mentalist, so mm-hmm. he does all that stuff. So he did this, you know, at the table, he did this stuff to me where he was like, oh, like, he guessed my birthday. He guessed my...
Really?
Yeah,
that's
hot. He guessed my
okay.
birthday. He guessed the phone code on my... The code on my phone.
What?
He, all this
Mind
stuff
fucker.
Like that.
Whoa.
That you're like... And then, like, doing all the stuff where he's, like, touching... I don't know.
Oh,
like,
that's
and
very
I just got,
sexy.
Like, really turned on. I was
yeah.
like,
Oh, Barb.
that's, well, that kind of makes sense.
Yeah. I know. Thank you.
You know, the one thank time you. I got taken by a magician in a similar way, it was also a mentalist. And I'll never forget this trick he did on me. Where he was like, okay, right now I'm going to write down your mom's middle name. I said, okay. And he wrote it down on a notepad. And then he said, think of a word. And I thought of it. And then he said, now pull a card from this deck. And I did. The card mm-hmm. I pulled was the Eight of Spades. Then he took a picture of... No, before that, when I walked in the room, he had taken a Polaroid picture of me. Mm-hmm. The Polaroid developed, and the Eight of Spades was over my head. And the
what?
Polaroid... Then my mom's middle name is Rose, and he had drawn a picture of a rose.
What?
See, that's the kind of thing, like, you know those pickup
yeah.
artists, like, who read the game?
Yeah,
I think
yeah,
that's,
yeah.
like, what happens. Like, a magician kind of graduates from magic
sure.
into, like, doing that. And
that
it's
was the thing, is, like,
fuckery.
I could tell
yeah.
that he's used it a million times,
oh,
but I
sure.
didn't care. That's what
oh, if I had it, I would use it all day
right?
long.
Yeah.
There is a rabbit in your pants.
In your pants. Shall we look?
There.
I was mystical.
You guys. But then it was really embarrassing because I, like, Facebook messaged him because he added me on Facebook. And then
sure.
I was like, well, I got to flirt with him. So I, like, sent
sure.
I sent some message and it was like, oh, because after he guessed the number on my phone,
yeah.
he was like, oh, well, you better change your code. Mm-hmm. So I did. And then I was like, kept trying to get in my phone. I was like, what mm-hmm. the fuck? And I was like, oh, yeah, I changed it. So I messaged him like, oh, I forgot that I changed the number. And he didn't message back.
Oh, what a turn.
This magician.
It's
classic
funny.
Magician, though.
No,
he
magician.
Disappears.
Exactly.
It's a fuck Aww. Magician.
A little disappearing act on
no.
me.
Good Lord.
I know. It's fine. It was really funny.
How do you think he got your phone code? Do you think he watched it?
Test magic.
I'm not in the magic. I don't have no clue.
It's very hard to tell how they fit. I have no clue, honestly. Well, also, actually, I do kind of know how he did that because he would, like, kind of guess, and I have no poker face, so I would kind of giggle when he would, like, get close.
Yeah. Be like, five?
Exactly. That was pretty much what was going on.
Yeah. French, have you ever been wooed by a magician?
I have not. No.
You seem like you would have a couple of magic tricks, like casually.
I don't. Okay. I should, but I don't.
I feel like you'd have a couple.
I had something to ask you. So have you seen that like furry coats are very high in fashion lately?
Yeah.
Do you feel like responsible?
I do.
Yeah, yeah. You should.
Yeah.
You should.
Yeah, I should, and I do. No, it's like in the last couple of years, people would start like messaging me saying, "Where did you get it?" I'm like, "I don't know."
Really?
It's like somebody made it. Yeah.
They thought you bought it.
They bought it.
Yeah, like I was in charge of that.
Yeah. It's like there's a wardrobe person.
People have no idea. That's like my dad will be on a plane. He's like, "I sat next to this guy who does sound. I gave him your website." I'm like, "Okay."
Oh, cool. I know.
Yeah. That's why
my mom. Perfect.
My mom will always be like, "Oh, well, you know, they just Netflix just bought the Albuquerque studio, so I guess you'll be working here a lot." I'm like, "Yeah, that's exactly how it works."
Yeah, sure.
Jesus, take your medication. This is insane. You got to be kidding me. Are your parents young or older?
Young.
Young.
Yeah,
like
my parents had me young.
66-year-old dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's young.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mine are just getting to the point where it's like, the phone calls are just,
Not
impossible.
Nonsense.
Yeah. It's just a lesson in patience. Like, we were just like, you caught us at the right time. We just got back from supper. And I'm like,
three o'clock.
Yeah, totally. And I'm like, "Where'd you eat?" It's like, on the porch. Yeah. And you're like, okay, all right.
Yeah, cool.
That's fine.
Where do they live?
They're in Albuquerque.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, they're meth dealers. real Breaking Bad heads out there.
Yeah, exactly. I could watch Breaking Bad and I'd be like, I know which guy is a local hire. It's him. It's that guy. He's got two different colored eyes and a sketchy look. There he is.
New Mexico is crazy to drive through because I feel
it's berserk, yeah.
So the sky many, is so big there.
Yeah. Well, and it's like so many exits are just like a burned out gas station that you're like, what?
From what fireworks?
Happened?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. No.
I don't
a ton of stuff like that. Or else you'll be driving through and like, I was taking my wife through there and it was like, there was a tiny little, like it's a graveyard, but they're real tiny. And she's like, and it's got all these things and pinwheels on it. And she's like, oh, it's like that a pet cemetery? And I'm like, no.
No.
People.
Yeah.
Those are people.
Loved ones.
Yeah, these are the bodies of humans.
Yeah, it is. It's a trippy place.
Is that where you grew up?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and so, like they would have State Fair Day, which always ends in like a pit bull fight and tear gas.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
It's got its pluses.
Classic
but it's
Americana.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
It's a wild country.
Oh, see, Barbara, you knew. You knew.
Yeah.
You knew that the snake was going to lead you into an artistic grave, and so you traded
it. I don't know what this is, but it's going to be interesting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love it.
Just like life, guys.
It's just like life. Exactly like life.
Feeling pretty good.
That's
about
all you can do.
Man,
just
so we've got freshly married one. What do you do? Are you two still on the market? Do I need to be looking for you?
No. Yes,
for
she
Barb,
could use
for
yeah.
Barb.
Yeah. Yeah, for Barb.
Always for me.
All right.
Yeah. I've been my boyfriend for 7 years, so we're good.
Oh, okay. All right.
We bought a house, and we're gonna get married eventually. Yeah. But that's kind of our
Oh, there you go.
That was the splurge.
Oh, I'll marry you guys. I love doing
it. Have you officiated?
Oh my God.
What's your how do you structure your ceremony? Like what do you think makes a good ceremony?
I like, you know what? I try and like figure out exactly what they want and give it to them.
Yeah.
That's great. That's
and
the way
then
to do
it's
it.
Just sort of balancing like family. Like sometimes people aren't as Jesus-y as their family. And I'm like,
that's very common these
days. Is there like a fastball down the middle that you can give them that'll make them feel included? Tiny shout out, or you just like, but if you don't want it, you don't want it. And and that's it. But no, I did my brother in law's, and that was really fun. And I did my gardener's.
Oh.
Yeah.
He's been with me for like 20 years, and he's just this great guy, and he had a great wedding. It was really fun, but I love doing them.
Yeah, I've done three. They're awesome.
Aren't they fun?
They're great. And also, as soon as you're done, everyone that isn't like in the entertainment industry, they think you just pulled a magic trick.
Right. Yeah, they do.
Because they're just like,
ultimate magic trick.
What just happened?
Possible.
Yeah, you just spend the rest of the night just being complimented by strangers. It's amazing.
Exactly right.
But it's
kind of
nerve wracking,
really
right? A little nerve wracking.
It's scary to do it. I know. Just keep stepping back and forth.
Are you going to listen to me?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Sean and I was glad we were both comedians because we did sound check the night before with our vows. We were like, okay, funny little thing up top. Five different vowels. Yeah. Two of them funny. Like, we, you know, we kind of knew.
Oh, it was great.
Yeah,
you guys nailed it. Danky was their officiant. It was amazing. Yeah. Our friend Paul Danky is a comedian. Mm-hmm. He was so cute because afterwards I was like, oh, you did so great. And he was like, well, it was really cool because they just made me think about how much I love them. It was so cute.
It brings out the best in everybody, even a filthy old comedian.
It really does.
It's
I got really drunk and made out with someone I shouldn't have made out with. But I feel like that's
that
good.
It
was a wedding. And that's what I was a little disappointed because no one told me that they had hooked up at the wedding. And I texted Barb. I'm like, did anyone make out?
Oh,
don't worry.
And then I was like, this guy, the guy who I just got in a Facebook fight with.
The magician.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm here. Or am I?
Oh, man. Something that
it was funny watching it happen in slow motion over the course of like 4 hours. I was like,
You kind of saw it coming.
Oh, of course. We were like, started like cuddling. You know, on the couch or whatever.
It was very funny to watch coming. I was like, I can't wait to hear about this later.
Did you know him before?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
They had been a Facebook fight.
He's a comedian.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Okay.
It was fun. You know, it was like what I wanted out of the night, so it's good.
Yeah.
See, I can't do like an instantaneous thing. I need like 2 months to sneak up on.
2 months?
Oh.
Like a month, something. I need a slow
roll. Well, we knew each other.
You got to make a mixtape.
He's been hitting on me for a million years, so it wasn't like a surprise.
Oh, so that was the slow roll.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's his slow roll.
Well, I shut Sean down several times because we were friends for like 5 years before we started dating. And I remember one night he drove me home and I was going.
You know this?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was going surfing the next morning and he was like, well, your life seems like a lot of fun and I'd love to be a part of it. And then I laughed and then he leaned in to kiss me. And I backed away.
Well, he did ask you like to open. That sounds like he was asking you to open a savings account.
Yeah.
Your life seems like a lot of fun. I'd like to be a part of it. I have a great interest.
Find our interests compatible. but he recovered and he came back.
He bounced back. Yeah. And then that was probably a year and a half before anything happened with us.
Yeah.
There was a couple incidents like that. And I remember the first time he bought me a drink. We were at a birthday party. He's like, can I get you something to drink? And I was like, yeah, Jameson on the rocks. And that's his drink, too. And I remember him looking at me like, whoa.
That's where the numbers all started clicking.
That's it.
But there's so many instances that we remember. Like, it's like, that guy, he ended up being my husband. That's so funny.
That's so funny.
It's hilarious to think about.
So last time we did, you were on, you were telling me that I needed to go on a fuckabout.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you remember.
Oh, did you go on a fuckabout?
Well, I have been on one since then. Now I'm over the fuckabout, and
it's
I'm like ready for the non-fuckabout.
Oh, I see. All right. Yeah. Because, like, really, like, I think the shelf life on a fuckabout is about a year.
Mine's been expired. I'm way past due.
Oh, well, now you're just sloppy old whore.
Color me mine.
Color me mine. Welcome. No, what happens. Like you, it's like Vegas. It's like super fun for a while, and then you're like,
But also, I'm
then
just
you
like,
wake up at the Tuesday
there's
morning.
Nothing you can do. Yeah. Like I can't like for you know you can't like make anything happen. So
French, you got
like,
anybody
no,
for Babs?
Yeah, that's
know
what I'm
anybody
saying.
That would be
you
a
got any hookups?
Nobody that anybody'd like. I've got like I know 20 fix upable girls and then I've got
that's
I've got
same.
No dudes.
That's always what
that's,
it is.
That's the problem. I'll go through my phone once every 6 months and be like, do I have any guys? Do I have any guys that are worth any of the women that
no.
I know?
Well,
no,
I feel bad because I'm like, am I doing that thing where I'm like, you guys are both single?
Oh, yeah.
Is that okay? Do you mind, Babs, if we do that?
Oh, yeah.
No, I don't. Okay. You guys, I mean, if you think it would be a good
match, I would never set you up with someone.
Obviously, you want it to be a good, you know.
Obviously. Yeah.
Oh, right. God. Freaking Adam was trying to set me up with someone, and I was like, why do you want to set me up with him? Because I looked at his pictures, and I was like, I'm not, like, super into him, but why?
Right.
And he was like, you have the same hair.
Okay.
Oh, well, that's...
No, I was like, this is not a reason to set someone up with someone.
For men that are listening, this is not how you do it.
No. It's not even close.
French,
that's
do you have any tips for people? How do you set somebody up properly?
I don't think you do it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I don't think
you
it,
don't
it,
do it
hard.
At all.
It ever
I think
works.
What you do is you have a party, you invite them both. Then,
and then
if they say hello, great. If they don't,
yeah, like that's the way to do it.
That's the only way you can really
put them in the same area.
That's what I told
him.
I was like, I don't want to go and date with them. Dates are horrible. If you want to like have something, we're both there, so we can meet each other.
Right.
Then do that. You know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That makes way more sense.
I mean, that's like weird too. And then you just leave awkwardly and make us stay there together, lock us in an elevator together for 4 hours.
I guess this is it. Yeah. What do you do?
Yeah, I mean,
nothing.
You can't. You just have to let
despair.
Everyone crash into each other.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. Is it totally limited to just dudes? It's just
no,
you're
no,
looking
no.
for a dude.
I'm I mean, I date women too.
Okay. All right. Would you be in a relationship that way?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I never know if you're just going college-y or...
No.
Lug style or full blown.
Yeah, is it college fun or is it like,
I would be. I'm very open.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, that opens it up.
Yeah. Yeah, right. some quality ladies
out
there.
Some quality
sure.
ladies. Dudes yeah.
I just
confused.
Don't know how to date women, so I don't end up dating them. Oh, my God. I haven't talked about the woman who came up and hit on me at the bar.
I don't think so.
Oh, this was so funny. We were at karaoke a few weeks ago, and I was just kind of like sitting, like staring into the distance or whatever in the corner, and this woman comes up to me and she starts talking to me, and I was like trying to figure out what I couldn't tell what was going on, and then I realized she was hitting on me, and I was kind of like freaking out because I was like, she's really hot, I don't know what to do, because I don't have any game with women. I know how to deal with men, but with women, it's like a whole other
thing.
Yeah, and I imagine they could call your bullshit a little better.
Well, it's just, I literally feel like a teenager because I haven't done it. You know what I mean? Like, I have very little experience. And so she was talking to me and she was like, yeah, I'm here with my friend. Well, I don't really know what we are, blah, blah, blah. And it was a chick. And I was like, okay. And then we started getting flirty. And that's right when he like called my name up to sing. Mm. And I am so mad that I got up to sing. Because I was like, in my head, I'm like, yeah, I'll go impress her.
With my love shack.
Singing.
Yeah.
So I get up and then she goes back and sits with her friend. And then I could never get it back. And so I went and sat down with him. And the girl stared daggers into me. Whoa. The girl she was with.
No. The girlfriend.
The girlfriend. And I think she was just doing it to make her jealous, maybe. I think that's why she came over to me. So it was all the stuff that like would not have happened with a dude that I was like, I don't know how to deal with
so
this.
Many.
A lot to navigate,
sure. And then I like got her number, and it was just
you
like,
got her number.
Yeah, and I texted her, and she was just like, "Yeah, let's connect sometime." And I'm like, "All right, this is
don't say connect."
Yeah, yeah. I was like, "Nope, never mind." But it was just so funny because I like had no idea what to do.
But you add me on LinkedIn.
Yeah,
that's what connect sounds like. It's so gross.
I'm always suspicious of that.
Yeah, I literally felt like a teenage boy though because I was like, oh, "What are you? Hi."
Oh.
It was really funny.
That's like, yeah. That's the thing. It's like, I think it seems like right now, like the guys don't know what they are anymore.
Yeah.
So they're like kind of drifting.
Mm-hmm. And they're feeling weird about everything. Yeah.
Right.
They don't know. Right.
No.
But they haven't for a while. Like you took the power and that was like, just start like kind of flailing. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, so they don't know what to do.
Yeah. It was just, it was really funny.
What are your moves, French? What's like, how do you? What's your karaoke song go to? You ever wooed a woman at karaoke?
I don't think that's no.
No one's ever wooed anyone at karaoke.
Oh,
no.
I was a karaoke host for 3 years. I saw some
you
attempts.
Saw us?
Really?
Yeah.
It's like I would say like 50-year-olds can woo each other at karaoke
because right. okay.
you're so just like you,
I should
you need
stop
an activity.
Using that move.
Okay. Yeah, okay. You need an activity. Oh my gosh, every time, like, my wife was like, let's go on a big dumb cruise. And I'm like, okay, let's do it.
Yeah, yeah.
And we go on a cruise, and then, like, the second city troupe is on there. So they're like, hey, you want to do a set? And I'm like, sure. And then my wife is singing karaoke, and they're like, oh, you're good. You want to be in the Legend show for a night? And like suddenly like...
You're just trying to be people.
You guys
I'm
are
working
work.
And then she's doing like Gloria Estefan.
That's amazing.
That's adorable.
It was just like... It was
that's
really,
so cute.
Like, it's like, oh, hey, you want to go to the buffet? No, I've got rehearsal. Okay. All right. Well, that's what
adorable.
It is.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
How many cruises have you guys been on?
We've done two. My wife is really funny because she'll be like... Like, anytime there's a cruise situation where they're like, oh, they had to dock the, you know, Princess something because there was dysentery and everybody had to get off. She'll be like, oh, I'm going to check. The rates will be really low and the ships will be clean
because
they have to, like, go through everything. With the flight. It's
That's
the best
so
time to
funny.
Go.
I like
smart woman.
She's got that mind that way.
That's the way to go.
That's how I felt about the recent La Croix Square. I was like, I'll buy that up.
Yeah, give it to me.
Oh, I didn't pay any attention to
they
that.
They found insecticide in it. I was like,
yeah,
that's,
whatever. It's in everything.
It's not insecticide. What it is that stuff is naturally occurring in some plants. So it's still like a natural thing. It's just like the couple of things that are in insecticide are also naturally occurring sometimes.
I did
a lot of research.
I don't understand them. What is it that with the La Croix that you... I mean... I know there's like no calories, but it's like it feels like it's.
I think it's because it's super carbonated.
Yeah,
it's like it's the
so
most
kind of
tickles that itch in the back.
So
of
it feels like it's something.
It's like the most carbonated, like no calorie drink you can get.
And I feel like in my head it's water, so I'm hydrated.
Yeah.
It's water.
Yeah. It's water.
The
it
first
works.
Time my wife's like, "Oh, just taste it," and I was like, "Ah, oh, this is like a fresca that fainted."
It has a very short shelf life from opening the thing. Like, they
you
die
go
fast
quick.
On the vine. You gotta. Yeah.
Now I like. I would do one, and she'll go, like, put some vodka in it. And I'll put some vodka in it, and we call it a bougie cougar.
so
she'll be like, make me a bougie coug. I'm like, all right.
Bougie coug.
I love that.
Yeah. LaCroix really and vodka really.
What did you do, French? Did you give up on your thing, or are you done?
What's that?
Are you done?
Yeah,
oh.
I quit.
You're done?
I gave
quit.
Up.
Oh, you're hiding it. Okay, I'm interested to see what this is.
Well, I started, and then I had to call an audible because I just... I can't.
You're getting too into it.
Yeah.
You're feeling too.
I can't
too.
Do anything, though. I'm incapable.
Aww. I think it's great.
Well, thank you.
The likelihood of my niece enjoying it. It's nothing
it's
much
cute.
To look at. Is it?
Yeah. It's super cute. Okay. She's going to love it.
Okay. Oh, it's delightful.
It's a little monster.
The good thing about kids is that they're pretty undiscerning.
Yeah.
You never know what they're going to like.
No, I know.
Guys,
it's
I think
so
we're
true.
All doing a great job.
Can
I just be the one to say? Can I just be the one to say we're all doing a great job? None of us are professional artists. I feel great about what we've done here.
I feel
we're outside
better.
Of our comfort zone. Yeah. We're making it happen.
I feel a lot better.
Good. I'm glad.
I was going to say we should make the people at Color Me Mind make us feel good about our...
Please
compliment our... Now, this is better than, like, a four-year-old's thing, right?
How do you feel about this in comparison?
So if you wanted to display my work, how would that go?
Yeah, if I was to try to sell this here for, like,
what,
a price,
what would you
a
the
markup.
Ballpark. What
do you think? Yeah, do you guys want to buy my skeleton? Oh. That's fine.
My real one?
My real one. French, what are you doing for Halloween? What's your Halloween plans?
Oh,
I'm taking the daughter out. Or?
Yeah. Like, we're in a neighborhood that's, like, really good for trick-or-treating.
Oh, yeah,
and
I'm
she
sure,
just
yeah.
goes ape.
Yeah?
Yeah, she loves it. She loves it.
And do you know what costumes are yet?
It's shifting every day.
Yeah.
You know. But she's mostly like full-time in, like, she spends a lot of time in just Darth Vader gear.
Oh, that's cool.
Just, a lot just of little because. Girls are into Darth Vader right now. I think it's
she
awesome.
Loves, they love
just,
it.
Just like feeling their power.
Good
I
for
like
them.
It.
That's
well,
what
learn,
we
like,
need.
And you figure it out. Like, if you like... take them through McDonald's or something and they get the choice of the Happy Meal and they get the boy toy or the girl toy.
Yeah.
If you didn't tell them, they don't know. They like, they don't care.
Yeah. They're going to like,
they don't care. They'll go like, they can't discern it. They like, it's fun or not. And anything else, like kind of, they get pushed in a direction, but
totally.
But no, she's kind of got like a tomboy streak. She's real athletic and
that's cool.
It's fun.
That's great.
Yeah. She's a good egg.
Will you and Vanessa dress up?
Yeah.
What are you going to be?
I don't know yet. I don't know. What are you going to be?
I haven't even thought about it. I was a minion last year, which I really enjoyed.
Yeah, that's
really
good.
It was really fun because it was really easy to just get a yellow shirt and overalls.
Oh,
and
that's easy.
It makes everyone happy. If you dress up as a minion, everywhere you go, you're just brightening people's days. It was so fun. I had people coming up to me in bars like, can I just say you're adorable and you're making me so happy? Just overalls and a tank top. And then I was drunk in Florida. That helped too.
Yeah. 1 year, she was like maybe three, I said, what do you want to be? And she said, a kitten. And I'm aww. Like, all right. And so we got her the kitten outfit. And then I said, well, what do you want me to be? She said, kitten. So we were both kittens.
Aww.
And then we got out. And my wife couldn't be there because she was out of town working. And we're like going through the neighborhood.
Yeah.
And then about like three houses in, she shat her kitten outfit.
Oh, no.
She was.
So you did too, because you had
really
to be in solidarity.
Effing bumps. Right,
with her.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
that's
I'm
cool.
like,
it's
all
cool
right, well, let's go back.
Outfit.
And it's like, all right, we're both Darth Vader. Let's go.
Oh, wow, you changed and went back.
I love
yeah,
that.
Yeah, impressive. Back.
You had a backup awesome. Darth Vader costume?
She just had so much Darth Vader gear.
I feel like poop's a lot easier
that's
to
perfect.
Get out of Darth Vader.
Yeah,
too.
Well, it just blend in.
Yeah, there's no fur. You know?
Yeah,
you got that
the
whole
cape.
Cape
you
yeah.
got a cape to air it out.
Exactly.
Yeah, kitten thing. That's just true.
Yeah, I feel like kittens are born to shit their pants.
Absolutely.
Another good thing to say.
Born to shit their pants.
Color Me Mine, everybody.
Color Me Mine.
Color Me.
You'll shit your pants.
What a weird name for this chain. Color Me Mine. What? Where did this come from?
It's like because you're making your own thing.
Yeah, but I mean, it's still like it's still strange to
it
do
sounds
like a Yoda.
Like it's a pun, but it's not.
Yeah, exactly.
Color Me They should do Color Me Wine Nights. I bet you they do that. Oh, there's a lot of divorce moms.
I did
here.
One of those wine nights I bought the Groupon. And the painting like I made is ugly as sin. It's so fucking ugly. It's, oh my God.
You all make the same thing,
You
right?
all make the same goddamn ugly painting. And yeah. it's like, we really could have just bought some booze and just gone to Aaron Brothers had a night.
That seems like anti-everything because you don't like games and you don't
like
forced activities.
I got pressured into it.
You don't like games?
No, I don't like games. Do you like games?
I'm not crazy about games.
Yeah.
I gotta know that it's a game night. I don't like a game being sprung on me.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, that's
the worst.
Is.
When someone's there's nothing worse than people hanging out and someone trying to explain rules. That's
I know.
That is like torture.
That is torture.
Or like if we're just like all talking and having a good time and then there's somebody that's like, oh, I have apples to apples in my purse.
Wow, apples to apples. Talk about a game that does not hold
up. Get out of here.
It doesn't?
Oh, it's horrible.
Just talk to people. Figure out how to talk to people.
Yeah, figure out how to talk.
That's the thing.
Just talk to people.
No.
Oh, that's when it makes me real mad.
Oh, you end up, you know, and that's the thing, like with kid games too, you rediscover like what's an actual game and what's just a big bag of crap.
Oh, I'm what sure. holds up?
Well, not Candyland, I'll tell you that.
I was
going to
ask, that was my favorite.
Yeah.
Well, you were probably a subpar learning child. No, I don't know what it is. It's just...
I'll tell you exactly what it is.
It goes
I wanted
on
to be
forever.
Queen Frostine.
Oh,
she's
the characters
pretty.
Are cool looking.
Yeah.
It never ends.
What
though.
Is it? What's the game? What do you even do?
You're just like trying to get...
You're trying
know.
To get somewhere. They're all the same. Chutes and Ladders is the same thing, too.
Yeah, yeah.
You
yeah.
can think you're just about done with that game and you're starting all over.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Oh, yeah. right.
Well, like...
Dang, just like life, huh, guys? I learned a lot of lessons
Dang,
from Chutes
dude.
And Ladders growing up.
Just like life, right?
Like life. It actually kind of is.
Yeah. Like mystery date. Got my bad picker for mystery date. Sheesh.
Oh, man, I remember...
What about Monopoly? What a fucking nightmare is that
oh,
game?
Oh, wow.
I hate
yeah,
Monopoly.
It's worse.
Oh. Came up with that crap.
I think that game is what really inspired my hatred of games.
That makes
yeah,
sense.
Yeah.
Because that is like you get angry. You don't want to actually get angry during
no.
the game.
When you get
just...
stressed, it's like, oh, this is my actual life playing out, except for, you know, it's like, oh, God, I'm going to jail or
yeah,
I owe all this
you're
cash.
Holding,
fake rent? No,
you're holding
you.
Way
Nobody
more money
this.
Than you're ever going to hold in your actual life. That's
yeah,
just
exactly.
Depressing.
I could have $1 million? No.
No.
Won't happen. Guys, I have a Color Me Mine question for you.
Sure.
Yeah.
Is this Hitler-y?
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
Okay.
I didn't notice until
Why
you
would
said
it be Hitler-y?
Okay. Because of the green. No.
It's Charlie Chaplin-y.
Oh. Thank you. Okay. I just wanted to check.
No,
I have
I think
Charlie
it's okay.
Chaplin tattooed on my back, and I'm always like, I got to keep that touched up. So
Do you really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's my tramp stamp.
How's that for a pun?
I did not see it coming. Man.
Neither does the tramp usually.
No. Zango. That gave me joy. Real joy.
Isn't that great?
That's Actual joy.
That's what it's there one. For.
Oh,
I got
God.
It actually the night Sean and I got together, I still had a bandage on. Oh. I got it the day before we got together.
Wow.
Look at that.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Lucky tramp.
So, yeah, my last act as a single woman was getting a tramp stamp.
Oh, wow. As the clock was running out.
Exactly. How long did that take to get?
Like 4 hours, I think.
Yeah. Did it hurt?
Yeah, but I liked it.
Did you?
Yeah.
It feels good. It's like a weird...
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know how to explain it.
No,
it feels good.
That
it's
makes
a,
sense.
Like a vibrating itch.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't like really hurt. It's just kind of...
And it also made me really want a cigarette, and I don't smoke, but, like, it made, like, it's...
Yeah. I'm telling you, like, it's some things, like, I'll go to the chiropractor, and he'll, like, give me some electricity, and the minute he leaves the room, I just crank that thing.
Then you will like it. It's like that. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. The good hurt.
It's a good hurt.
Yeah. Absolutely. I love anything where I'm getting electricity shot into my body.
I do, too.
Yeah. Have you done a sensory deprivation tank?
I have.
Do you enjoy it?
It's like anything like else with me. I really enjoy it for about 5 or 10 minutes, but then I'm like, all right, I got to go.
It's a little creepy.
I kind of just
But
take
I feel
nap.
The same way with a massage. Like, I don't want a massage to go too long.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
I'm like, all right, I feel good. Like, get off me.
Yeah.
Really?
Enough.
Yeah.
Oh. I'm the opposite. Like, there is a massage. I've heard someone once told me in Thailand you can get a massage for 8 hours, and I'm like, I could do it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that drives me crazy.
So it is weird. Massages are weird because you are just wondering. You're like, when is it? Are we done? No, I don't want it to be done, but I keep being like, when am I going to have to be done? I guess I'm not relaxing
like,
as much.
Is this her,
on the clock.
Is this her closer? You're always just like, is this when it begins?
And
yeah, exactly. You're like, when is this the finishing move? Or, you know.
Yeah. They should really tell. It probably would be nice just to, like, you should probably just tell them, hey, give me a 5-minute, like, heads up.
Yeah. You like me when you're.
Yeah. And then countdown at the end.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. You ask them to start playing a certain song when it's, like, nearing the end. I'd like the final countdown literally to play, please.
Yeah. That's.
All right, I got to grab something to finish up my skull, but I'm, like, in a pretty good place here.
Nice. Yeah, you really are.
I'm feeling pretty good about it. I'm going to get a toothbrush, and I'm going to, like, spackle it with some stuff.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I'm really messing
cover
up.
Mine
looks about how I thought it was going to look.
Mine is either going to look really cool or it's going to look like garbage, but whatever.
I like it.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. See, mine is Happy 300 from Brett Kavanaugh.
Oh, my God.
I had to call an audible. I was drawing something else, and I was like, oh, no. Well, fuck it. It's Brett Kavanaugh. What do I got to do about it? Welcome.
Aw,
yeah. We have to smash that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's who you intended that's who you intended it to be?
No, it just sort of started happening.
Did you start with the face?
But I made a lot of mistakes along the way.
I think it's beautiful.
Thank you.
I think it is too.
I'm not looking at it, but I'm just
going
to say
I'm going,
I think it's
beautiful. Making lemonade out of lemons is what I'm doing. Mm-hmm.
Oh, what are you doing? Brandy.
Brandy, what's happening? You're nowhere near done.
Yeah.
You got a lot of gas in the tank yet.
I got a big finish. Yeah. I got a big finish planned.
Think you do.
Yeah.
Oh, here it goes. Oh, I like where this is going. You're going bold.
A little
toothbrush. It's on the table, Brandy.
I'm going to try to. Yeah, right. That's what I'm going to do.
I'm going to call it.
Get a little,
I see what you're doing.
Yeah, nice.
Doing a bunch of. This way, you can't really tell all the things I messed up.
Oh, that's really smart.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I'm doing a little toothbrush action all over this thing.
Spackle.
Yeah.
That looks good.
Thank you.
Oh, man.
That was
We're just listening to a little Hall & Oates.
Yeah, I wonder if the listeners can hear this.
Yeah.
I don't know. Can they?
Yeah. I hope so. It's pretty great.
They should.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, I think I'm going to call it done.
Oh, why wouldn't
you? Cute.
Oh,
it's really cute.
Yeah.
I love it.
It's like a Care Bear monster. Care Bear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great.
I think she'll like it.
That's the thing. It'll be like, they always look, you know,
and she's
vain
because she's sick, so she'll really like anything with her
name on it. I'm interested to see how they look after they're fired.
That's nice.
Right?
By the way, we have to come back in 3 days, and one of us is going to have to come back here.
I'm going to come to Beverly Hills.
French, you want to do it? Thank you so much.
Yeah, I'm going to pick it up.
Thanks, French.
That'd be great. Thank you.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Back.
I know. You can come back to Color Me Mine.
Yeah, they forget to mention that part.
I know.
Got unfinished business.
Yeah, that's Color a lot. This is a big commitment.
It is a big commitment.
I feel pretty great about it, though.
You should,
just like 300 episodes of a podcast.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Damn
just
straight.
How's that for
how
a transition?
How many years is that?
Six.
Yeah.
So 6 years ago, it was
2012. Years ago that we saw you, because that was 2016.
2012 is when we started this thing.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
It's really crazy.
Yeah, because the first one I did was in, what, the garage?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Was it Eagle Rock or something?
Yeah, in Tessa's garage. Still her garage.
Yep.
Not a garage of sin anymore.
I remember you came over, and it was college football, and you still came over, and that was really nice of you.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We really appreciated that.
You know.
Yeah, no, that's how we knew.
Yeah, they were going to try to surprise me, but then they were like,
we didn't know how to do it.
I love it.
Yeah.
That's
so sweet.
I would have been insane, so I'm really glad
you guys saw it. It's probably good.
I mean, I still was, but.
That's fun.
It makes me happy.
I love it.
All right. Should we say bye?
I think
we
should.
Yeah, what the
hell? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
It is my pleasure. Happy 300th. That's a huge deal.
Thank you.
I always root for
you
guys.
400. What do you want to do on 400?
400?
Yeah.
What should we do?
What's the plan?
Sizzler, Color Me Mine.
What's the natural progression?
We don't want to go to a tramp park.
To be honest, we were talking about Disneyland. I wonder if we should do... it's kind of far, but it would be fun.
That's a lot of mobile.
Yeah.
We'll look so crazy. Just walking around in headphones.
We did walk around, though, the Warped Tour with a handheld microphone. We talked to people. We could do that.
Oh, we upset all those teens that were like, who are these moms talking to us?
Why are they here?
Who are these weird moms talking to us? And I was like, oh, no.
Oh, yeah. There was this like goth Justin Bieber, basically, called Andy Black that they're all obsessed with. And I kept going, what did I say? I was like, hey, what's Andy Dick like?
Yeah.
And they were like, what?
They're like, who's Andy Dick? And we're like, who's Andy Black? This is the generation divide. It's a problem.
It's an issue.
We don't know. We got to get to the bottom of it.
Yeah, he's laying low.
Yeah, what exactly. For 400, you guys tell us what you want, you know.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, you let us know.
Yeah.
We're going to take French somewhere.
All right.
Yeah, that'll happen.
And,
should
also...
What are things we all want to accomplish by the time we have our next
2 years from now?
Yeah, I want to have 36. A TV show.
TV show?
Or be writing on one, at least.
That's good.
That's my biggest
I think that's
thing.
A great idea.
Yeah.
Hopefully ours.
Want to be able to pay all of my bills.
That we have
comedy.
A part for French in our show too.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
If we get the show,
I'm in.
Okay, great.
Yeah, always.
Do it.
We've already written you in.
It's
so.
Already booked. Yeah.
Yeah. You're always the top of our mind.
You're technically on hold. So well.
Oh, fantastic! There's a pen in me.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
You know.
Oh, I love it.
Exactly.
I love it.
You're kind of like our hologram intro guy.
Oh, perfect.
You know.
Yeah. So it should be an easy gig. You have time to go get a sandwich.
Yeah, we'll have holograms by then. So you can just hologram into
You're the max headroom of lady to lady.
Yeah. Oh, that's perfect. See, that would be easy. I could do it like just like any time, like
no
just
pants
do
necessary.
A season's worth just in a day.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm out of
that's
there.
What you want.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, we love you guys. Thanks for listening for 300 episodes.
Yeah, thank you. And if you aren't a Patreon subscriber, go to patreon.com/ladytolady and check out all the bonus stuff we have. We have this thing called the Top Secret Session where we talk about things that we don't want to talk about on the real feed, which we're going to record right now. But French will tell us one of his deepest, darkest secrets, basically.
Yeah, sure. Yeah,
right?
Okay. Oh, I don't see why not.
Awesome.
I don't see why not.
Bye, guys. We love you.
See you next week.
Can't get enough of us? Subscribe to our Patreon for exclusive bonus content, access to our first 100 episodes, and more. Go to patreon.com/ladytolady now to sign up. As little as a dollar a month keeps a roof over the glam cave and keeps you laughing, even when your coworkers stare. That's patreon.com/ladytolady.
And don't forget to follow us on social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram at Lady to Lady Comedy. Join our Facebook group, Lady to Lady Podcasts, to chat with other fans about episodes or even post your own lady problems. Check out our website, ladytoladycomedy.com, for show notes, videos, and merch.
And follow our individual accounts, Babs Gray, Brandazzle, and Testify Barker for jokes and info and where you can see us perform live. And if you want to send us snacks, stickers, or a lock of your own hair, I don't know, whatever, our P.O. Box is 412-794 Los Angeles, California, 90041. And please, leave us a review on iTunes, but only if you like us.
We love you.
We love you.
Bye.
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 Bye. Bye. Bye.